Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with a very interesting twist on BizBuzz. Today, I'm actually with Chris Lake from WRSW Kensington Media. Well, welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And I know you're used to being the one that does all the interviews, so this is kind of strange. So do I have to talk with my radio voice?
No, we'll give you all the lessons, there are no lessons. So there you go. But yeah, no, it is a little weird. Usually I'm asking the questions, but I'm welcoming the change.
So, okay, well, if you feel uncomfortable in talking into a microphone, just let me know.
I will. Okay, thank you very much.
Chris, I'm a Warsaw native. I've been here my whole life, and a huge part of my life has been listening to WRSW.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up with it. You guys are celebrating 75 years.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Chris, tell us about your history,
sure.
Kind of the journey of WRSW, kind of the unique things about WRSW, and then tell us what you've got going on this month, because you got some amazing things going on this month.
We do. This is a huge month for WRSW. As you mentioned, it's our 75th anniversary. So WRSW signed on to the air for the very first time at 7 a.m. on August 11th of 1948.
Wow.
So that means 75 years this year. And we just think that that is a humongous accomplishment for any business to make it to 75 years. And just to look at the history of WRSW over the last 75 years, the people that have come through here, a lot of local legends. We have one of them still, Rita Price, has been on with us for, 63 of the 75 years, which is just humongous.
Oh, wait. Repeat that again.
Yeah. Rita Price has been with us. And actually, I think it's 60, but 60 years of the 75 year history, Rita has been on the air. It has been her only job. She's had her full-time job here. She's had other little things on the side, but she came in as a 16-year-old and asked for a job because she always wanted to sing on the radio. And they said,
oh, really?
You can sing on the radio, because at that time they were doing everything live. There weren't tapes.
That's
there
right.
weren't CDs, things like that. And so they did it all live, and she had a microphone and she sang and had a piano player and is still with us today doing her show every weekday.
That is amazing.
I know. Just a living legend.
So would she like do jingles behind advertisements?
She would. She would. Yes.
I love those little jingles.
That. And then eventually they said, you can have your own show. And so she said, okay, well, what does that mean? And they said, well, we're not going to pay you, but if you go and sell advertisements, you'll give us a little bit of the money and you can keep the other part of the money.
Nice.
And so she started selling advertisements in Warsaw and Akron and Mentone. And that's really how she carved her way into becoming also – she's a salesperson and sells advertisements and has been doing that for many, many years. And so that's kind of how she made her way in radio. And so she's a huge part of our history. But Rube S. Williams put WRSW on the air, and that's what WRSW stands for. RSW is Rube S. Williams, which is funny because a lot of people think WRSW stands for Warsaw.
I did too.
My whole life. No, it just works out that way.
Wow.
And so he put it on the air in 1948, and the first voice on the air was his voice, directly followed by the mayor at the time.
Wow.
In 1948, and the first song they ever played was the national anthem, which is great. I just love that. And radio stations used to play the national anthem twice a day.
Sure.
When they signed on, and then when they signed off every night. Before radio was 24/7. And it's moved over the course of time to different locations. It was located in the basement of the Times Union for some time.
Sure.
And then we've been at our current location here since the 90s on Market Street. Right. So, yeah, 75 years old.
So what are some of the things you're doing this month to celebrate that?
We have a lot of stuff going on this month. So number one, every hour of the day, we are presenting throwback segments, and we've produced a lot of these and have done a lot of research. And I want to give a shout out to our business manager, Emma Hall, because she has dug up old newspaper articles. She's been going through film at the library, looking for anything that mentions WRSW in history. And so she's been able to uncover a lot of our history in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. But we're also playing music that may have been featured back then in 1948. We have these little vignettes every hour that we're kind of just throwing it back to 1948, including audio of our sign-on too, which I know you heard this morning.
That was amazing.
And it's just, it makes the hair on my my arms stand up because it's just so cool to hear. So we're doing that. We are giving away $75 in cash every single day. So we have a text in to win contest with our listeners. And if you want to be qualified to win that, you have to listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we give a code word during the day and you have to text in to win $75 in cash. We're also, we have a special drink at Courthouse Coffee.
Wow.
It's called the Rita.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's a raspberry white chocolate iced chai tea with almond milk. So the ingredients spell Rita. Raspberry.
Right.
Iced tea with almond milk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it's actually a really good drink. And so,
that's so cool.
Travis was really happy to create a drink for our anniversary. So we have that. And then our the biggest part of our celebration this month is the block party that we're having at Third Friday on the 18th.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we are going to be giving away special collector's items, anniversary t-shirts with the 75th anniversary logo on them. And we call them collector's items because there's only a very limited run and then there will be no more. And we had some for our 70th anniversary and people loved them. And they had some of them signed by Rita. And so there's going to be a limited run of shirts. We're going to have some different games that we're going to play so you can win a 75th anniversary shirt. We have the music of the Dad Bods Band, which is unique to WRSW because our own Woody Zimmerman, our general manager, is the drummer.
Okay, you're right.
Yes. Nice. So he has a neighborhood garage band with some dads from his neighborhood. And so they all used to play in bands way back when.
Right.
And so now they've kind of reunited to become the Dad Bods.
The Dad Bod. I love that name. So,
I know. It's going to be great. We also have Lovebirds Photo Booth. They are coming to do photo booth opportunities for us.
Nice.
So remember when you used to go to the mall, Scott, and they would give you the little strip of photos?
Oh,
yeah. You get like four photos where you have to pose fast.
I still have some.
Yeah, right. So do I. And so that's what's going to be at Third Friday.
That's fun.
And they'll be for our anniversary. So some of them are going to have like a vintage filter on them.
Nice.
And our 75th anniversary logo. I can't wait to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We are also happy that part of our little party is going to be the finals of Warsaw's Got Talent. What's important about that is that it's showcasing local talent. Mm-hmm. And that is something that WRSW has been doing since they signed on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mentioned Rita showing up saying, can I have a job? And they said, you can sing for us.
That's so cool.
And so it's kind of a throwback, right? We're featuring local singers, local performers on the air, which is really what WRSW built its base on 75 right. years ago and still does today. I mean, we feature local talent all the time. So that's a really cool part. We're excited to have the finals for Warsaw's Got Talent too. And so beyond that, gosh, I'm probably missing something, but I mean, it's just going to be a fun party,
right?
Oh, a free anniversary treat. Oh. We are working on that as well. And I don't want to give away too many details because it's going to be a surprise, but there will be a little treat for everybody who shows up while supplies last for the anniversary as well.
Sounds like so much fun. And that all takes place next Friday the 18th.
Yep.
From 5 to 8.
5 to 8, downtown Warsaw. We're going to be kind of in the North Buffalo area. And, you know, it's also really cool that we're having the car show at the third Friday because I'm sure there's going to be some vehicles from the 50s, maybe older. But definitely vehicles that probably at some point in their day in Warsaw had WRSW tuned in. It's really exciting.
Well, you guys have always been a big part of Warsaw, a big part of my life, I know.
Yeah.
I got engaged because kind of on the radio accidentally because I got engaged to the basketball
okay.
game.
All right.
And so,
Well, yeah, you know, you bring up sports, and that is something that's always been really important to our mission is highlighting local athletes and not just athletes, but youth alone.
Sure.
I mean, we all strongly in this building believe that youth are the future of tomorrow. And so we cover sports heavily, and our sports department does a really good job with that. Our news department does a great job of covering everything else that the youth are doing.
Yes.
Whether it's in school or extracurricular activities, speech team, debate club, things like that. And we also have a lot of opportunities where we give tours to youth and we talk to the kids. And our own Roger Grossman does a little radio seminar every year at Grace College. And so there's just a lot of opportunities where we are trying to give some kind of secret look into the world of radio to the kids, because mm-hmm. they're born in a different world than you and I were born in.
Oh, totally.
And they're used to streaming services and listening to everything on their phone. Mm-hmm. And we grew up listening to the radio.
Sure.
Right? And it's just not that world for them. So it's surprising that a lot of them don't even really know that much about radio.
Right.
And some of them don't even know that the AM dial exists anymore, right? Yeah. And I know we're on the FM dial now, but for a long time we were on both sides of the dial.
Sure.
And so it's really cool talking to kids who they're like, wait, what's AM radio?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I still remember vividly as a kid in fifth grade, all the fifth grade students in Warsaw would go on a tour of WRSW.
Sure.
Over down on Indiana and Market. And I still remember the big reel-to-reels and all the tapes and stuff. Like Harvey Miller gave us a tour. And it was – oh, I remember that to this day.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Harvey Miller recorded a little message for us that we're airing right now,
fantastic.
Where he just said happy anniversary. And he's so honored to be part of the history. And, you know, we're honored to have him as a part of our history as well, because
yeah.
everybody knows Harvey Miller.
Right.
Just like everybody knows Rita.
I know.
And so, yeah, it's just – it's been a lot of fun to look back and kind of dive into our history a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I love it when I'm in a local restaurant and either you're a table behind me or something, or Rita, and I hear this voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's like surreal to see the voice coming out of
sure,
the person.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I've been here 10 years. I moved from the Illinois area for this job to work here 10 years ago. And I still, you know, get those people in the grocery store and things like that stop us. And radio, way back when, the DJs were such huge celebrities.
Oh,
and I said
yeah.
this morning, it's not so much that way. And you said, well, no, it really is still
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
We don't consider ourselves that.
Yeah.
And obviously we'll talk to anybody who wants to talk to us. But back in the day, I mean, I remember as a kid when I fell in love with radio, I was going to an event and I heard that the local radio station was going to be there. And I couldn't wait to go meet the DJ.
Oh, it was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. And there was a line of people waiting to meet this DJ. And that changed my life. And that I said to my mom that day, I was standing in an old Eagles grocery store. And I told my mom, I said, I want to do that. I want to be that guy. And
right.
that's when I got the love for radio was really born for me. And so thankfully I've been able to do it my entire life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just radio means a lot to me. It means a lot to everybody in this building. And we're happy that we're still a community radio station.
Yes. Thank you.
In the world of 2023, you see a lot of radio stations that are bought out by humongous companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they usually do is remove the localness from radio. And it's a cost saving measure. They get rid of people because they just don't really care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Our owner grew up in Fort Wayne. Built a pirate radio station in Fort Wayne, and he owns our company now in these radio stations, and local is everything to him. And so that's why you see it at so many events. We're really busy on the road, and sometimes I wish I could sleep more, but mm-hmm. I also understand that I love being a part of all those things, and community really is like the name of the game for us. And so we're happy that we're welcomed into the community, that the community wants us to be at things,
sure.
And that they allow us to, and that we're afforded with that opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so you're playing little vignettes every hour on the hour.
We are, yes.
That's awesome.
Yep, so you can hear those, and it's cool to hear. You know, we play classic hits on the radio, but we're playing songs that may have been on the air in 1948. So it's a very, very different kind of throwback when we get to those vignettes.
Yeah. I'm just thinking through my mind over the years, the different places and time that WRSW's been, whether it's our state basketball championships,
yes.
whether it's been – you know, just different things have happened around town.
Yeah.
And I remember my sisters I don't want to throw them under the bus, but they're a little older than me.
Sure.
And so they would listen to the radio because
mm-hmm.
that's where a new record was released.
Oh, for sure.
You didn't have MTV.
No,
you didn't have anything like that. So,
right.
So they would listen to the radio. And then, of course, they'd watch American Bandstand.
Oh, right.
But the latest record would be played on the radio.
For sure.
And then they'd run out to the record shop. You'd have to get it.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, radio really was the trendsetter and the kind of the method to release all those new records.
Yeah.
You know? And it was funny you mentioned the state basketball finals. WRSW and Rita Price is the only radio station in the state of Indiana that has broadcast every single girls basketball state finals.
Really?
Every single
wow.
one. Rita has been at every single one. Just an amazing accomplishment.
Well, I remember the 76 championship like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember we listened to that. I remember after the game, we all went down to McKinley Elementary School
yeah.
and we were playing basketball.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, hey, I'm Michael Jordan or or whatever. I said, hey, you know, I'm Judy Warren. Hey,
sure.
I'm Cindy Ross.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was awesome.
Yeah. And we're blessed. We're very, very blessed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for all you do. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate all of you, and we appreciate the community that has allowed us to be here for 75 years.
Great. Well, hopefully another 75.
Here's hoping. Here we go.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.